My name is Brian Bouters.
And what is the Pulp Project?
The Pulp Project is an open source software project for dealing and managing repositories and content. So content is things like Puppet modules or RPM packages, Python packages, Docker containers, or
stuff that you want to organize.
Yeah, software. Mainly it helps to consume, organize, and deliver software of various kinds.
Okay. And what sort of license is it and who uses it?
Yeah, it's licensed as GPL. And
which version?
V2, if I remember. And a lot of different people use it. A lot of universities and businesses use it. Mainly people who want to deliver software to a bunch of users. So it's not really for end users.
So it's like I've got machines that I want to control and I want to push some stuff down. Is that?
Yeah, exactly. So you'll have like a Pulp server and you can use that to fetch content from other sources. So for instance, with Python, you can fetch packages from PyPy and you can host those packages on premise or in the cloud. And then you can have your machines subscribe to your server, your Pulp server, instead of subscribing to PyPy. It also allows you to upload your own packages, and so you can create mixtures of content between publicly available or privately available.
So I actually have a I've had a use case for this exact thing where I was working in a banking environment that was physically firewalled from, physically no network connection between the outside and the inside and sneaker net coming in. So this would be an ideal solution for that.
Yeah, exactly. And it also supports the ability to export content onto disk, walk it over to another machine, and then import it again.
Yeah. And then do you also deal with the problem where I specifically, for this one dude, he's built everything, and he requires this old version of this particular library that's not available anywhere, but I can put it up on this repo?
Yeah, absolutely. So Pulp is very good at managing and storing previous versions of content, and so you can make available older versions through a separate repository and have just some subset or a single user subscribe to that.
So how does that work on the client? Is it a pull thing or is it a push thing?
We have from the client, it's a pull model, and we make the repositories available, and the clients subscribe to them, and then they do their normal update process. Pulp, right now, our main line is Pulp version 2, and we also support for some of our content types, like RPM, to actually manage the repos that the end clients are subscribed to and trigger updates.
Okay. So does this interface with Yum or DNF, or do I...
Yes, it does. So all the content types have different kinds of clients, and so the feature set varies from here to there. But for talking Yum and DNF specifically, we have a Yum plugin, which allows an end server to report its packages, for instance, up to the Pulp server, which is very useful in cases where, say, you have a security update that has come out, and you want to know what machines need to be updated. We can help you answer that question.
So I do need a specific Pulp client running on my machine, do I?
It's a generic Yum plugin that works with Yum. We do not...
What if I'm running Debian?
We are working on our Debian support, and we're looking for some community contributions to help support that effort also.
Okay, cool. So I would use my existing package manager and point to your server and then pull down what I need.
Yeah, that's exactly the idea. We don't want to be in the business of writing our own client managers. We want to be the server primarily. And in Pulp 3, we actually only want to be the server. We want to let the configuration management tools like Puppet or Ansible or things like that do all of that. Our core competency is in managing the bits and making them available to all the right places.
Okay, cool. And so what has the last year been like?
The last year has been a real year of growth for the Pulp community. We've gotten some pretty exciting new upstream users and developers. We've gotten a real focus towards kind of ending the Pulp 2 line. Right now, we just released Pulp 2.12. We moved to a time-based release model, which lets us release more frequently. And we've had a big improvement in our QA process with an automated test suite. That's its own separate project called Pulp Smash, which is written by some very smart people. Yeah. And looking forward, we're in the past year, certainly the past couple of months, switching to Pulp 3 and developing Pulp 3, which will be significantly different because currently on Pulp 2 we use Mongo, and in Pulp 3 we'll be switching to Postgres.
Very good. Why the change from a NoSQL database down to a actual SQL database?
Yep. So our data is highly relational, and so it makes sense for us to be using a relational database. We really require all data to be perfect, and we don't want to lose a single record. Yeah. And so we just cannot afford to have any data quality problems at all.
Yeah.
So the way that our application is written today, we're not in a good position to guarantee that perfectly. We do a great job of it, but mainly in some extreme circumstances, particularly in the area of like failover, it can be challenging. So we're looking forward to switching to Postgres.
And coming up in, so that's what you're doing now next year.
Yeah. I mean, that's really our big focus is switching to that. So we're looking for beta testers and contributors and feedback in terms of how to do that.
Cool. Sounds like a good project. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
Cool.